listen to Jerry Agar weekdays 9 to noon on NewsTalk1010.com.
Thanks for being along. I appreciate it. Hey, you see those stories or you hear about people who are hoarders, people who have filled their house up or their apartment or something with every newspaper that ever came across the door for the last 47 years. And maybe there's other things, rodents and dead cats mixed in along there. And every once in a while, you hear a story of some guy, this happens in New York, I think, occasionally, where some guy's in an apartment that is so full of newspapers stacked around that he moves through little passageways like a mouse in a maze between all these newspapers, and then all of a sudden the thing tumbles over on him and they find him dead there sometime later because he can't get up. He suffocates under all the stuff that he hoarded. What's the psychology of that, and is there more to it kind of than on the surface where just somebody has a compulsive need to keep everything around themselves? Got a note from Dr. Orrin Amate saying that it's a darker thing than you might think. Off the top, registered psychologist Dr. Orrin Amate joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Jerry.
Well, how does this start with people? I don't think people start out as little kids being hoarders.
Well, actually,
they just don't pick up very well.
Well, some do, in fact.
That's
a learned behavior for some people. They don't know what's normal. They learn chaos from an early life, and they perpetuate as they get older. So there are some cases of people starting younger.
Okay, but what kind of a need is there in people that they just can't throw anything out?
Yeah, this is one of the earlier, less known disorders. There's not been that much research about it. So people are trying to figure out typologies and what causes them and so on. And so for some people, it seems like there's an attachment issue that as children, they were lacking a love and a connection with the parents. And so they've learned later in life to put those feelings onto objects or animals. So they kind of hoard them a compensation mechanism later on in life. So that's one type of hoarder.
Well, you mean when you say animals, like what people will call the crazy cat lady?
Yes, and sadly, though, with animal hoarders, there are subtypes that are, it goes beyond just, the quote-unquote crazy cat lady. They are sadistic. There's absolutely no empathy, and when you see them, like they have two faces almost. They can be professionals on the outside. But when it comes to the animals, you just see someone who's almost delusional in their belief that they're actually doing good by the animals. And B, when people challenge them, you see this nasty side of them where they are vindictive. Some people, especially the children of these hoarders, call them evil.
But they would say that they are taking in these animals to help them out, to keep them safe. They love the animals. So where's the evil in that?
Well, exactly. That's what they say. That's what they claim. But the reality is, one, now the evil is not what they do to the animals, although it's very nasty, where they're depriving them of any kind of life because they don't feed them. They let them get into very poor medical conditions. They die a horrible death. But the evil comes with how they respond to their children and to neighbors and anybody who challenges them. Some people, some of these hoarders, and this was the dark side that I was talking about because I have some clients who are children of hoarders. And what these people are doing, the parents, is they manipulate, they control, they as they get older, sometimes they stalk their children, they slander them, they do so many horrible things to their children, and so the hoarding is just a manifestation of their need to control everything around their life. It looks like it's chaos, but there's some bizarre sense of control for these people.
All right. That's interesting because I guess we've only been, as you say, learning about this of late. Television show hoarders and stuff like that, and it seems a sort of a benign thing that wouldn't hurt anybody other than the person who's just kind of junking up their house.
Yeah, and that's what the children of the hoarders who I've seen are complaining about. They're saying that's exactly the word that they use. These benign hoarders. You feel either sympathy for them, or you might chuckle and think, oh, what a sad situation. And many times the families of the hoarders are portrayed in a negative light, like why didn't you step in sooner? But the people who had to live through this as children and as adult children as well say that no one ever tells their story, the shame that they go through, the complete chaos, the lack of knowing what is normal. And again, when they're dealing with parents whom they call evil, the kinds of horrific stuff that is subjected on the children, again, the hoarding is just a manifestation of a much darker issue. It doesn't get portrayed.
Yeah, a 24-year-old mother from Manitoba right now facing numerous charges. There was hoarding going on in her home, and she would put three young children under five in a room and just disappear for a while.
Yeah, she boarded them up. And just took care of her own selfish needs. She knew what she was doing with the children. So you have to question, you know, where is her empathy? Where is her love for others? It seems non-existent, and that's the article that spurred me on to, you know, to contact you, because that was so similar to the kinds of stories I hear from my patients who are children of hoarders. And I got to be clear, not every hoarder is like that. There are many hoarders who are, you know, some psychologists are saying they're almost delusional, because they function very well in society in every other aspect, but when it comes to either, you know, taking care of objects or animals, they truly believe that they're doing no harm and that everything is fine, and that almost borders on a delusional belief.
All right. So then if someone knows someone in a family who shows some tendencies as a hoarder, don't take that lightly.
No, it can be a sign of something very serious, and it's very hard to help hoarders, because there is one category of hoarders who'd appreciate the help and can understand that they have a problem, but many others do not. And when someone challenges them, they can get very vindictive.
All right. I appreciate your time on this.
Well, thank you for sharing this. As I said,
sure.
My patients who are children of hoarders, they feel that they are the unsung voices. They're the ones who never get talked about, and they suffer greatly. So I'm glad for this opportunity.
Dr. Oren Amate, registered psychologist. Have a good day.
Thank you, Jerry.
Now, you might have heard the story just recently that during the G20, the American NSA was spying here in Canada with the cooperation of the Canadian government. Brian Lilly has written a report.